Anansi and the Gum Doll. The moon was high in the night sky and the air was cool. Sneaking from his hut, Anansi looked around. "No one around," he said happily to himself. "I can creep down to the farmer's field, full of just ripe yam, and no one will see me." When he got to the field, Anansi quietly picked enough yams for his breakfast, his dinner, and for his tea the following day. His arms full of yam, he tiptoed back to his hut, climbed back into bed, smiled, and fell asleep. The next morning, the sun had just climbed out of bed and into the sky, and the earth was beginning to warm under its gentle rays. The farmer in his hut stretched and yawned as he got out of bed. As he stretched his stiff muscles, he smiled to himself. Just ripe, fresh yam for breakfast. I can't wait. Slipping his shoes and clothes on, he crept out of the house because he didn't want to wake his wife. Outside, the sun warmed his skin. A few of the other villagers had also got up early so that they could make the long walk to market. The farmer spotted a goat that had escaped its pen, and, being in such a good mood, he decided to put it back for his neighbor. Happily, he whistled a tune as he walked to his fields, looking forward to his breakfast. His wife was a brilliant cook, and her specialty, yes, you've guessed, was yam. Soon he arrived at the field, and he quickly collected a few yam. Sitting down on the ground, he cleaned and prepared them ready to give to his wife to cook. As he picked the prepared yam up, he stopped whistling. To his horror, it looked like some of his prize yams had been taken from the field. "Who could have done such a thing?" he asked himself. The farmer ran home, very upset. "Someone has taken some of our yam. What am I to do?" the farmer told his wife. Sure her husband had miscounted the yam, she put her arm around his shoulders. "I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. After a good breakfast of my special yam, it won't look so bad," she said. Enjoying every mouthful of his breakfast, the farmer decided to recount the yams and tend his other fields. Once breakfast was over, the farmer visited his yam field and counted them. As he counted, he said to himself, "I'm sure some of my yam are missing. I must count carefully." Soon he had counted every yam in the field, and just in case he forgot the number, he wrote the number down. But as he didn't have a pencil and paper, he wrote the number in the earth, under a tree, using pebbles. The rest of the day, the farmer spent tending his other crops. As he worked, he said to himself, "I think I'll also count my plantain and cassavas just in case." Once he'd counted them, he carefully used pebbles again to write the totals he'd counted. That night, a few clouds drifted across the sky, but the moon was high and the air was cool. Anansi popped his head out of his hut to check the coast was clear. He smiled. "Lovely. No one around to see me." Quietly, he tiptoed to the field, but this time to the field full of just ripe cassava. Silently, he picked enough cassava for his breakfast, his dinner, and for his tea the following day. Pleased with himself and his arms full of cassava, Anansi crept back to his hut, where he climbed back into bed and fell fast asleep. The next day, the sun was shining brightly in the sky, but the farmer wasn't whistling today. He hadn't slept well because he'd worried about the missing yam all night, and over breakfast he told his wife, "I'm going to check our fields just in case." After a short walk down the hill, he decided to pick a few of his finest cassava for his meal later that day. He then counted his crops and checked the totals against the numbers he'd written in pebbles the day before. "That's not right. I must have miscounted," he told himself, so he counted again. Soon the cassavas, plantain, and yam were all recounted. The farmer checked the number written in pebbles. This time he was sure he'd counted them correctly, yet the number of cassava he had was less than the number written using the pebbles. "Who could have done this? What am I to do? I'll go and ask my wife. She's sure to have an idea," said the farmer. So he hurried to the stream where his wife was washing their clothes. "I'm positive some of our crop has been stolen," he told her. "I've counted and recounted, but the numbers are different." "We must catch this thief," she said. "But how?" asked the farmer. Thinking for a while, the farmer's wife came up with a plan. Soon the farmer was busying himself with his wife's clever plan. He worked all day and by tea time was very tired. After a hearty tea of cassava, he went to bed and slept well. When the moon had replaced the sun in the sky, Anansi again crept out of bed and down to the farmer's field. "Tonight," said Anansi to himself, "I think I'll take a few yam, a few cassava, and a few plantain." Picking a few of only the best yams and placing them under his arm, he then picked up a few of the best cassava. His arms already full, Anansi looked at the plantain. "I think I can manage just one or two," he said with a smile. However, to his surprise, there was someone standing on the edge of the field. "Who else could be up here this time of night?" Anansi wondered. He called out, "Hello there," and waved. The person didn't answer. "Well, how rude. Perhaps they didn't hear me. I'll move closer and try again." Moving closer, Anansi tried again. "Hello," he called. Still, the person ignored him. Very annoyed, Anansi decided to go up to the person and tell them just how rude they were. "Hello there," Anansi said, but the gum doll, for that was what it was, still didn't answer. "Answer me," he said as he nudged the gum doll in the shoulder. The gum doll didn't answer, and Anansi found his hand was stuck fast. Anansi was now annoyed. "Let me go or I'll hit you," he shouted. The gum doll didn't answer, nor did it let him go. Anansi was now very, very angry. Then he noticed the sun was replacing the moon. Anansi dropped the yam and cassava all around him. Let me go now," he pleaded. The gum doll didn't answer and still didn't let him go. Desperate, Anansi pushed against the gum doll with his foot. "Oh no," he shouted, "now my foot is stuck." Soon the sun was in the sky, and Anansi lowered his head in shame as the farmer came around the corner and found Anansi stuck to the gum doll, surrounded by freshly picked yam and cassava. What happened next is another story.